Welcome back to another episode of Pops and Socks. Yes, sir.
It's Monday. We finally got a baby name, man. About time. Shout out.
What's the name? What's the name?
Huh? Abari got it. How'd you know?
Oh, hey.
You said Abari Naji.
What?
Abari Ghani.
Is Abari Ghani?
Abari Ghani.
Abari Ghani.
You right.
I know
what we did.
Y'all will find out.
It's that Ari car.
I might have to, if I do edit this podcast, I'll somehow.
By the time this comes out, the name will be revealed.
So yeah, check in with us. We'll put something at the link.
Pre-record.
Or, that's it. Or at the very, if you follow to the very, if you're on the end of Shaka's baby, he'll add it
in. I mean, I could go ahead. Does the world know what you want to name your baby yet?
Yeah.
Did you already tell everybody?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if I
go on the podcast.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how flustered will you be if I take the name Uriah?
I would be. Because I already have documented proof. Them already have the name,
but that's not the way it works.
It is.
Is that the way it works?
I mean, if you want to name your baby Uriah, then I guess it'll be two Uriah.
Uriah.
Here we go, Uriah. Uriah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Uriah.
We gotta make sure that middle name is very different.
I might have to go with Uriah Abari Ghani Andrew.
We already know that's a lie.
Abari Ghani. I don't know where you got
where
that from.
Where did Abari Ghani? I feel like
that's from you don't know Kwanzaa.
Oh yeah, that is a Kwanzaa name.
Kwanzaa's her.
Yeah, that is a question.
Look, you turn
Kuji Chagulia.
You need to turn your dang badge out.
Spell it then, brother.
I didn't say how to spell it.
Shut up.
Let's
move on. Even know what it is.
Oh, Barry got it.
You sell that. You celebrate. Look. What? Chris? At 23 Chris.
I'm good.
I'll just mess with you.
Barry got
it. I'll be honest with you. I first heard it. You know, when I first heard the phrase from even question Kwanzaa?
Yeah.
Was Proud Family.
Oh, you watch a Proud Family episode?
Yeah.
That's going crazy, bro.
All right. Anyway, so this week, I'm going to go straight into these weeks because I'm ready to fight already.
For real?
Look, what are you combing over here?
His thoughts. That's,
yeah.
That's he's combing. He's trying to get his thoughts together.
Man, that's
trying to get them lined up.
Shaka, you know what, Shaka? I like that, Shaka.
You know what I'm saying?
Shaka's already speaking.
I'm speaking into existence now.
He said, right, I'm manifesting. Here? He said, you can't ask God for something that you're not preparing for.
As Mike Todd said, you got to see it before you see it.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you gotta see it. I see it before I
before
you
got to
comb it.
It
before you can comb it.
You're right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Your hair is the equivalent when Jesus spoke to that fig tree.
He
cursed it. It ain't coming back, brother.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gonna
come back.
It's gonna stay gone.
It's gonna come back.
Like I said, even if you have that machine wall, it's dreaded up, Shaka.
I will dread it up. I'll get you. I'll hit you with that Chico Bean, man.
Jeez, Chico
Bean. I promise you. Chico Bean got the whole cul-de-sac braid.
Not the Chico Bean.
He low-key. He did it, man.
The whole braid piece.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a fan. So how was y'all's weeks, man?
Hey, man. Don't even worry about it. Just like McCarty took off last week.
You're right.
I got it.
Anthony, how was your week, brother?
I want to say. Look, don't even worry about it, dog.
We asked McCarty that last week, and that was 30 minutes.
That was the episode. That was the episode. Now, mine is strange. My week's overall, everybody's happy and healthy. However,
yes, sir.
I'm having to drop funds on something that I didn't think. My laptop, again, last episode, we talked about tragedy. Remember, we talked about our podcast episode, or us laptop was trying to what we use. The screen, as we're literally, Shaka saw it, as I'm about to press spacebar to start recording, my screen completely goes black. It goes out. So I'm thinking something froze, restarted, rebooted. No. My monitor, for no reason,
just didn't want to come back.
No, it didn't come. It said RIP, dog.
That was the official potatoes.
Potatoes.
That was afterlife now, though.
It's in there with Black Panther out there.
Yeah, that's the pride. That's the pride lines. Oh,
oh my goodness. But so, took it to get it fixed, get a couple estimates on it. Took it to Geek Squad. I don't even want to talk about how much they talk about charging.
Did you not have the insurance?
My insurance is... It was actually the warranty expired because I didn't think I had my laptop that long. I thought it may be like a couple years.
Yeah.
No, I looked it back up. We found the date. That bad boy's been 3 years almost.
It's been
to the
three
date.
Years?
I said,
you bought that at the
can
start
you re
up
on the, can you re up on the warranty though?
Not what? With, not
this
with
ain't
these.
Like a car, man. We ain't, they ain't about to call though, you about I'm, your laptops.
If I get a warranty, I at least want to be able to. Okay, so if it expires, hey, can I buy another warranty for
usually you got to buy like a separate insurance for that.
Yep. However, again, the cheapest place I can get my laptops fixed because it is a newer model, nice one. Bad boy's the Rolls Royce of cars. This is how you have nice things, and if something breaks down with it, you got to pay nice stuff to get it fixed. $500. I said 500. 100. Hundred.
Jesus, that's
look, so. What's the challenge?
Listen,
that's crazy.
When I say I broke down to my knees, I said, "Oh, Father God."
Listen, that's boardwalk with two houses.
Two right. That's crazy. So you know, if anybody want to help out, donate to the Anthony Fix the Laptop Fund. You know, you're more than welcome. But my God, He's faithful. I told Lord already in rage and anger. I said, I don't know why this stuff. I said, I'm trying to save money, Lord, not pay for stuff. Because, I mean, the money you can say, you can get it fixed. By the time you spend the money, you get a whole new laptop. However, this laptop.
For sure. 500?
Right.
500.
Now, again, you might not get a good laptop, I feel, or at least what we can try to do and work on this
school laptop.
They just don't make laptops or, I guess, anything the way they used to. Low-key, my college laptop still kind of work.
There's no money in it.
But that's just stupid.
Right.
It's just like the healthcare system.
Right.
They don't try to fix the ailment.
Think about it. What's the last time you heard anybody or any, let's say healthcare wise, to cure anything?
We're trying to cure you, man.
You ain't cured nothing since polio.
If you cure them, then they're gonna lose money. They need that money.
Or in general, like same thing. If I make you a laptop, they can't. Look, Chris Rock said it best years ago in his special. They can build a space shuttle. That can go to space.
Yeah,
that will withstand 1,000 degree of temperatures, like burning up on air. And you mean to tell me you can't build me a laptop where my screen doesn't go out?
That's wild. Not even for 3 years, man.
3 years.
Not at all.
But anyway, I'm gonna have to pay to get fixed because again, we do.
Somebody gotta pay to get that space shuttle in space.
That's wild.
And they said, look, and it gotta be us.
That's crazy.
Anyway, but yeah, other than that, you know, my week is It's been good.
It's one of those. It's been good.
Yeah, you know, he's every tear coming down. I'm good.
For all those that are just listening to us, he giving you that awkward cheese. Like everything going fine, but the house around them is burning.
We're fine. We're good.
Bite your teeth.
We're just
keep
going. Yeah, could be. I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, it is just money. But again, I'm thank God we're still happy. We're healthy. You know, life is good. And praise God. You know, praise Easter God. Sunday or this is. By the time we were talking about this, he got up.
He got up.
Resurrection.
He got up. Yes. I'm still trying to get into that Chosen TV show, man.
Y'all still haven't watched that?
Don't say y'all. Anthony, you watched it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, it's
just
me.
He ain't finished it. He watched it.
I ain't finished it.
I'm trying to get through the first episode.
Me and Santana are watching it together. So
yeah, I'm not powering it.
I'm sorry. We want to be an intimate setting when we watch it. Not just be like, all right, I'll catch it.
Hope you intimate with the Lord.
Yeah. Nah, only you took it that way. I'm talking about like we want to love it and read and study it together.
You made him feel convicted, man. Look
at him. We're convicted. I'll say you. This is a podcast. This man out here. You try to justify why you got 14 kids.
Hey, I'm just saying. You know, when the spirit moved me.
Nah, I know
the
spirit.
That's a spirit of divination.
That's what that was.
Y'all wild records for that, man.
Divination.
Man. So let me tell you about my week. My week's been going pretty well. I forgot to tell y'all in the last episode that actually I went to the doctor, right?
Oh, finally.
I finally went to, not to my actual, for my physical screening and all that.
What's wrong with you?
I went to the allergist.
Hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? LaShonda said, I'm sick of your mouth swelling. I'm setting you up an appointment. I'm just
so
like.
She's okay. Mama now.
She absolutely. If it wasn't for her, I'd still be doing my.
Up.
You'd still be out there beating your dang drum.
That's what you'd be.
I would still be me in my house. So I drove all the way to Kingsport for my allergist appointment, and I don't know if I've ever. Yeah, I know you have never had allergies. I'm not even gonna ask you.
I know
you haven't. But they test you. They tested me for like 70 different allergens, and what they do is they take. It felt like needles. They had you take your shirt off, and they say, "Let me see your back, son." They took these needles and pow, 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 70. So poke, drop, poke, drop, poke, drop, poke, drop of all these different foods, pollens, everything. And LaShonda, I might put it in a podcast. LaShonda took pictures of it. They said if it whelps up, you're allergic to it. And they said there's like 10 different kinds of pollen. I'm allergic
to
all of them.
It's totally funny
because the
one day I think of that day we went to a disc golf.
Listen, you could have killed me, bro.
Like a smoke cloud.
I've never seen anything like it. So we only laugh because a couple years ago, last summer?
That was about two or three summers ago.
A couple summers ago, we was playing disc golf, and one of our shotguns stayed underneath the tree. And I believe I went to go throw it, and I threw it. My disc hit this tree branch. I've never, it was like, You ever see those TV shows or movies when it has the green fog or the smoke or something stinks or something like that?
It was.
Or all I see is a giant wave of pollen, ridiculous. Of green pollen flowing to Shaka. You might have thought somebody had a gun on him. He was screaming, no, no, please, no, what are you doing? And he's also screaming. I was like, what happened, Shaka?
See, nah, you see, there's always two sides of the story, then there's the truth. Now, let me tell you my side. Anthony threw his disc, missed the whole tree. Anthony thought it would have been a great idea to get up and start Donkey Konging this tree and start shaking it like he lost his mother loving mind. He shook this tree, and all I see is the green wave coming from my face. The green meanie coming after him. If I took one breath of that, I would still be out there convulsing. Like I've seen pollen do some crazy. Like you see your car turn green whenever there's a lot of pollen out there floating. But you hit that tree,
it does.
Oh man,
I thought I was afraid of wasp. I'm afraid of pollen more than I am wasp now.
That's the reason we laugh when I say he's allergic to different pollens. It made me crack up.
But let me tell you, the most awkward thing was they tested me to see if I was allergic to cockroaches.
You nasty.
How am I nasty? What they got to do with me?
I don't know. But what
these people don't know me.
What part of the cockroach do they sit there and get?
I have no idea. But this is what they did. They tested me to see if I was allergic to an American cockroach. They put it on my back.
They put the roach on you?
No. Actual roach, brother. They ain't walking.
This is how Spider-Man became Spider-Man.
Roach man.
What would your superpower be if you were a roach man?
Squeezing under tight spaces.
What would your superpower
showing up
be?
Would not be wanted.
Not being able to be stepped on a crunch?
Yeah. That's the name of the podcast. Roach man.
Nah, man. At least call me Pigeon Man from Hey Arnold.
You're not Pigeon Man, you Roach Man.
You're Pigeon Man.
This man, he said they put it on his back. I said, they put the roach on.
What you would have been on?
Why you out here jumping to conclusions?
He got roach DNA.
Y'all wildin'. Y'all wildin'. Nah, okay. Man. Nah, so they tested me for an American cockroach to see if I lived to American cockroaches. Guilty. Oh. I was allergic to an American cockroach. So let me tell you what they did afterwards. They was like, oh, man, we forgot one. We got to test you for the German cockroach as well. Mm. I said, what?
You gotta go to Germany.
Gazies, that's why I said I'm not German. I'm good.
Now you need
to
know.
They give me like the tuberculosis test on my arm. You can still low key almost see the bruise a little bit where they like put it in and it bubbles up.
That's
what it feels like. So like literally 5 minutes later, they said, oh man, you very alerted to the German cockroach. And I was like, I said, sir. Cause you know, when you're black, I felt some kind of way. I was like, do you do this to everybody?
I'm starting to feel targeted.
Do you test everybody to see they're allergic to cockroaches? Did you look at me stereotyping? That's honestly how I felt. They were like, yeah, we test everybody. I'm like, all right, cool. So, but the reason that they test you for cockroaches is because it has something to do with dander and something in your
house.
That
makes sense.
Something about the dust mites. I think that's what it got to do with. So, yeah, I'm allergic to everything. And they prescribed me an EpiPen. I've never used an EpiPen a day in my life.
Dang, you that allergic?
I didn't get it. I ain't get an EpiPen.
Why don't your insurance didn't cover it, huh?
I don't care if it covered it. I ain't getting no dang on EpiPen.
You might need it.
If I ain't need it for 31 years, I wouldn't need it now.
But you got that spider. You got that cockroach DNA in your body.
I'm allergic to a bunch of different things. All these different foods. I'm allergic to life. I might be allergic to you, Negroes.
Roach, mind.
I'm going to say, let me get some of that head.
Wealth.
I'm whelping up out here.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they want to see me back tomorrow to start allergy shots, and I'm not paying for all those.
Cool. We talked about this before. The allergy shots actually like stop the allergies from happening?
I've talked to a lot of people at my job, and they were like, I knew people that got allergy shots, and they were taking allergy medicine, and I'm just like,
Why am I
going to take allergy medicine if I got the shots?
That's what I said.
Or vice versa. Why am I taking them? Yeah. You know.
So I said all that to say we had church this past Sunday. Great service.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is about my church, but as soon as I stepped in, my allergy started going crazy.
German cockroach devil. I even threw it.
I got the German cockroaches.
The second I'm about to say, I said, I don't know why you around these guys.
Where are your antennas?
Where are your antennas?
Can I tell my story, please?
Oh, my goodness.
Can I tell my story?
Smite on the roaches.
So I was in church praising God, doing my thing, man. Learning. He was getting up. He was getting ready to go back into the town of Jerusalem, sitting on the ass.
That's why you got drunk. That's why. Yeah.
Really? He didn't ride that ass why? Into the tail?
Man, yo, that's why he smites you right now.
You know, God, you know, forgive him.
Did he not? Did he not?
Not the way that you use it, brother.
Hey, did he man, not?
This is NIV podcast, baby. Yeah. We ain't going to King James.
Yeah, now look. You knew what it was. He couldn't wait to say and that.
It was a fresh one. It was
what?
Never
before, it was, what?
A never before written one.
This is a PG podcast. What you need to do, apparently you didn't listen to the word. You need to go back in.
I listened to the word.
You need to be dipped again.
How did Jesus arrive in the town then?
On a donkey.
On a
who?
On a donkey.
Oh, that's what your Bible say?
That's what my Bible
say. Let me tell you what my Bible say.
Stop.
Jesus came. Jesus came in on that A, all right? That's the Bible. It said it two times.
You know what?
Just for the ones that needed to hear it in the back. Jesus came in on that ass.
Lord.
What? For what?
When you get them, just make sure I'm not attached. I had nothing
last
to do with
4 years.
Nah.
At the BET Classic. Jesus Christ.
Riding that ass.
Where did we go wrong,
chill.
Lord?
Y'all
where did
chill.
We go wrong?
But anywho, listening to the word, I was feeling good, but the devil was trying to distract me because
clearly,
yeah,
I know
it worked. It worked.
No, I was good in the church. I got everything I needed.
So demons were good in the church.
But anyways, really. So my nose is like itching so bad. So I was doing this all day, sneezing the whole entire service. But we also had a 4 o'clock service. You know what I'm saying?
So you
know,
yeah.
Did you see that?
Excuse me. Yeah, I saw you.
You saw a car, but you didn't want to come.
Oh no, I was already done with mine.
Oh, so you just want church your day now?
Yeah.
I get it. I get it.
Bless
hey,
the Father from a distance. Yes.
But from a distance.
There's a lot of people out there in your
let me tell
service.
You, it was a blast. This pastor from Johnson City, Pastor Rayford Johnson, I believe is his name.
Mr. Johnson.
He's amazing. He's an ex-football player from ETSU. He's actually going to Emmanuel Seminary to get his, I think, theology degree. Super duper intelligent man. I want to go visit his church. And then the singing, the worship that his church came through with. And I was talking to Miss Tina. She was there. The worship, Miss Tina McDaniel. She was there. Oh man, listen, yeah, she was there. And I saw her at the YMCA, and she was like, "Oh, that was just a taste." I was like, "What time your church service start?" Listen, I said, "I'm gonna have to show up."
You about to leave church?
No. I'm going with my pastor.
You know you've been exposed.
We coming with the whole church van. You see, you know how
all three of y'all.
You remember how we used to do back in the day, right? You remember the old blue van?
Should have been illegal.
That church van should never been driven out of Bristol. But you know, back in the day at the old black church,
you said that church van. All seventy y'all go.
Nah, listen, we used to be packed out in that church van. Yeah. All the Sons of Thunders in the back, all the parents in the front. We would drive to West Virginia, Kentucky, all the way down to the Carolinas. We go everywhere in that church
West
van.
Virginia.
But we don't church like we used to, nah.
Yeah, don't church like you used
we
to.
We don't. I mean, some people do. Those but disciples. Just to have this 4 o'clock service, it really like made me miss having those late church services. Because, you know, growing up, you had Sunday service, Sunday night service. And God forbid, if you had a revival, you was on school nights. At then, church till 11 o'clock.
Lord better really.
Why are we still tarrying?
He better show
why
up.
Why are we tarrying at 11 o'clock?
Tarrying. That's how you know tarrying. Why are we tarrying, mother? Shut up, boy.
Hey, come on.
Let's lay hands on your son.
I went to a church service. I'm not going to say the church name, but we were up at the altar praying. And it was me and Chris Carter up there. And Bakari, you might have been there. Clyde might have been there. But we were up at the altar praying so long that me and Chris Carter fell asleep.
No, I was there.
Were you there at that
was
one?
Was it on, I'm not going to say it. It was, anyway, we're growing now.
It was
on McDowell?
Yep.
Yeah, I never forget.
Oh, yeah.
I never forget. It was actually RIP. It was Bernie McDaniel. It was actually one of my, it's actually related to kinfolk to mine.
Really? That's your people?
But yeah. I never forget. Literally, it was right. Shaka, the one we sit there. It's one of those days. I think y'all were singing and you invited me to come.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like, all right, sure. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, look, as we said, all right, we're going to finish this up. We're like, all right, here we get out of here. We literally talk about, hey, y'all trying to get on Madden? Bet. No, it's fight night. That's when Chris had his house.
Oh,
out of
yeah.
his house. We're like, hey, let's get out of here. Next thing you know, it's just fair. And the Lord, listen, when I say we all fell asleep on that altar, look, all of us, look. Fell asleep. Woke. I felt like I had a little 20-minute nap.
Bro.
No exaggeration. I woke back up and they were still praying.
Goodness.
I was only. You know, we was only teenagers. And I said, God ain't here. Let's go. He ain't here for that. He been left.
I want to leave.
Forgive us, Lord.
But hey, man, good times, bro. The 4 o'clock service was amazing. We need to bring back 4 o'clock services.
Most churches have that.
A lot of churches don't be having a 4 o'clock service.
I get mine at 11, though. I'm good.
But you know, back in the day, you saying there's something wrong with having two church services?
No, I'm saying it's okay if you want to get yours to 4.
I want two of them.
But I got mine. You want
double, and if it's two separate messages, like there's no difference between that and like you going to your church and you listening to Mike Todd or listening to who's your boy? The Basement. Tim Ross?
I think they only do one now. Like one basement.
But I'm saying like if you go to your church and then you listen to a sermon on TV, you double dipping. You're just right. Not traveling a double dip.
You're right. I mean,
know what I mean?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
There's definitely nothing wrong with
it. I get mine in the early morning service, though. I ain't.
Oh, say, I get mine in the early morning.
Look, I'm
just saying the four o'clock is supplemental. Five, that's supplemental feeding.
You eat how many times a day, roughly? Around three? Most, you know, the average. But
you know what I'm saying? Something like that.
I pick what I need for the day.
Pick what you need. Oh,
he's snacking
out the Bible.
He's meal prepping.
Hey, I pick what I need out for the day.
Hey, shout out, man.
What's going on? Give us this day our daily bread.
Speaking of Tim Ross, for you all and all you guys listening out there on this podcast, you need to listen. Go to Transformation Church's page and listen to Tim Ross's sermon that he did at Transformation Church last Sunday. The last 20 minutes of this church service, they busted out into a spiritual song and they only said like three different words talking about I got the bread. We want to talk about just moving. I was at the YMCA cleaning in the back. Getting it.
Look, it sounds like the Holy Ghost on flow on shotgun.
Let me tell you, wow. Tim Ross, he said, I got the okay. I will play it now, but we're going to mess around with your Bible.
John Gray had me like that one time.
Oh, my gosh. Just like, yo.
Had me out there stripping like David in my house. But naked.
Nah, I'm good.
I ain't care if windows is open or
bro,
not.
You got kids, man.
Everybody was gone, though. Nah, I was filled. And if kids was there, so what?
You ain't doing all that, bro. I mean, God ain't tell you to drop drawers around your kids, man.
To be fair, also,
I can tell you that right now.
When it says his clothes fell off, he was still wearing like underclothes. Like
we don't know that.
I said we don't know that.
We don't know that. Don't put words in the Bible. You know what it says about that. What do you say?
You thought they had Hanes?
They wore garments.
You thought they had Hanes back in the day?
They wore drawers. Mr. Adib Saleh ain't wearing no drawers.
It was a garment. You know what? Listen. This is the same man that's talking about kissing his wife in church.
I did.
Wow. Now you, look,
y'all got the video.
He did hella awkward.
I did. And they got the video.
He had to know he did real quick. He said,
that's it.
And then quit.
He was trying to hide it.
I said,
you look like a slave trying to run away to learn how to read, man. Chill out.
I said a peck. I ain't say I was going to be out there slobbing all down.
Nah, man. Why you look guilty about doing it?
Why you had to sneak record there?
I didn't. I just want to let y'all know that it's happening, though.
All right.
The world is changing around us. He's about to do a new thing.
This man took his phone out, put it under his face, hit record. Kissed his wife.
Yeah, I told my wife.
Hit the red button.
I told my wife. I said, hey.
Hey, dog. Let's kiss, dog.
I said, let's go and show them that we actually do this in here.
For what?
Because it needs to be known that it's okay to give your wife a smooch.
It's definitely okay. It's talked about within the word. However, it's different context with it.
Why don't we do it?
As context.
Because why?
Why don't we do it?
Because why?
Hmm. Why don't you drive a car with your feet? You can do it.
People do.
I don't know why.
People ain't got arms. They do.
What about if you have arms?
That's a problem.
If you do have arms, what about you can drive with your feet?
That's a stupid accusation.
Stupid analogy.
How?
Yeah. How?
Because if I got arms, why not just drive my arms? Why not just use my arms?
Okay. He said it for me.
Going out of your way to be ridiculous.
Okay.
But I'm not going out of my way, though.
That you are.
You are going out of your way.
I wasn't.
You were.
Anyway. The point.
Your focus was not on the preacher. It was about kissing your wife.
He wasn't preaching. You know how you were distracted?
Because you picked your phone up. Ooh. You hit the red button.
Fight him.
You hit record.
Church didn't start yet.
That don't count then.
That really don't count.
I do count.
No, it does not.
I was in the church.
Nah, bro.
We're talking about in the middle of service. Yeah. Like,
let's say. And God said.
And you just look at your wife. Look. Hey, man. I'll see you in just a second.
Is that how you roll?
We're talking about.
That's all right, brother. Hey, man, listen.
Now, look, Dalvin McCarty feels challenged.
Yeah.
Hey, Pastor Booker. Hey, watch McCarty this Sunday.
You know, all eyes on him.
All eyes on him.
But now, speaking of you talking about going to church and stuff last Sunday, yeah. I actually went to Altar Fellowship last week. It feels like we haven't been.
What's Altar?
It's in Elizabeth and Kingsport. It's near, really close to Milligan.
Hey, shout out.
It's right. Technically, the address is Johnson City, but it's like
yeah.
on the fringe.
In that little, okay, I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, on that cusp on there. Yeah, Anna yeah, Khan, yeah. Shout out to Miss Anna.
Anna, oh, yeah. How's she doing?
She's good. Her and
Anna Khan.
Yeah, Miss Anna Khan out here.
Oh, Anna.
She used to be Clemens. She used to work at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, yeah, Anna.
Yeah, used to work with
the podcast. Shout out, Anna. I hope you listen to this podcast.
The last name threw me off.
But I did. Yeah. I mentally had to like keep telling myself, don't call it, his name's not Clemens anymore. Like,
How's she doing?
She's cool. She's cool. Me, her, Justin, with a few friends from the Old Boys and Girls Club, we linked up.
Justin?
Yeah.
Shout out.
Easy. Shout out to young Justin, too. We got together and we said that we wanted to go. We try to still link once every month to get the Old Boys and Girls Club crew back together and just kind of have lunch or dinner. And she was talking about her church or whatever. And well, at the time, we were just coming in back into town.
Yeah.
So we said, sure, let's go up. We'll go up there at Sunday. And there, like I said, it was phenomenal. Felt, you know, like I said, they felt naturally really welcoming. Everybody wanted to know, you know, who are you? I think it helps, too, when you only – You are one of only five Afro-Americans in there.
Me and LaShonda had that same conversation last week. Go ahead.
But everybody was genuinely like super, super nice. Like yeah. We didn't feel uncomfortable by it. It just felt really welcome. But the message that he was talking about, on donkeys.
Hey, sorry to say ass, man.
No, I don't say that. Look, I know what that used to do for my spirit out here, brother.
My fault. Hey, listen.
I
ain't gonna do that to you. My fault.
I used to act a plumb fool out here. I know what it does. You say one, next thing I know, I'm in traffic, and all of a sudden, I don't even know what happened. Like,
your whole tiger out here.
Yeah. That's just, look. Hey, stop you from
my
saying
fault,
it.
Man. Don't if what I'm doing caused you to fall, I will stop, all right?
Hey,
my
man,
fault,
I'm not mad fault. At you.
Nah, man, I'm gonna stop, bro. It's good. I don't want my brothers out here falling.
Nah. That's the equivalent of putting, they say, y'all can drink, but nah, man, it's recovering alcoholic out here. But no, I know my limits, though. I know my limits.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But anyway, he talked about, it was something, Matty Montgomery, he was phenomenal. And he talked about, again, that story of talking about when Palm Sunday or when Jesus rode in on the donkey. Mm-hmm. And it says, you know, how often there are times do we, he says, you know, during his study, and I try to think, same thing, when I read my Bible and I try to put myself in these situations, like, who am I in this story?
Mm.
Where do I fit in? I like to believe that I'm a person who's worshiping and want to throw my, you know, the palm trees and my cloak down for Jesus. However, he made a great point. He says, a lot of times, even in ministry, if you're looking at it correctly, because it says, you know, God's looking for a servant, a good people. He says, a lot of times, we're the donkey. That notice they had to be sent for.
Hold up.
To come back, and Jesus chooses to use us. Was the donkey deserving? It was just the tool.
Yeah.
Right? It's one of the few times, actually the only time that we read in the Bible that Jesus rode anything, pretty much.
The donkey is actually pretty significant in the Bible, though.
Yeah, it is. Well, for the sake of time, we ain't got time to go through the context. But we were just saying that he says, what if the donkey at time was like, look, he goes back to the stable and tells his friends, you ain't never going to believe what happened to me.
Ooh.
Man, I was walking through town and everybody started going crazy.
Hey, yo.
And when I say they started throwing coats and stuff and people were crying and waving. And all I did was just walking through.
That's crazy.
Right? That's nuts. He said, a lot of times he says, we are the donkey in the situation. He says, and I don't want to make it feel like we're insignificant or anything like that. But it's the way God chooses to use us that sometimes we start to, and it's the person that, it's the Jesus that we're carrying on the inside of us, draws people to us.
There we go.
And when I say I was so humbled by that thought or that message, not ashamed, but just humbled to be like, every person that smiles at you or like, Anthony, you're so, you can articulate yourself so well, or you can, so XYZ, you're XYZ. It's not, Anthony, yet you don't have those gifts. They're actually looking at the Jesus inside of you is what they're really desiring and drawing to.
Absolutely.
Like, that's what that is. And I was like, dang. So that's something I've been chewing on this week, going into, like I said, Easter Sunday. We didn't get a chance to. Me and my son probably in the morning are going to read, and I'll talk. And we talked about it a little bit this morning about starting from there up into the crucifixion story of what happened to Jesus. And I think we're eventually going to watch the Passion of Christ so he can see what really happened. You know, he's old enough.
You see our faces. I was just like,
I know, when I first saw it, I was like, sheesh.
Yeah,
but I think the point of the gospel, it's not supposed to be pretty, though. Like,
not at all. There are pretty aspects to it.
Yeah,
but you also have to recognize and acknowledge the gritty.
Right.
Very. Is he ready for what's about to come?
Listen, he going to be.
He ain't got no choice. Force him out? No, we was about his same age when we watched it.
Yeah. I remember
it was me. I wanted to leave.
No, my man still.
I wanted to leave.
He's still scarred from it. Every time you think about that tree, nah, man, don't do that.
Bro, you hurt, Bakari?
Bro, hurt.
When I first started, I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of mad it was in subtitles. On the real.
You was mad that it had subtitles?
When I first started, when I was like 13, 14, I was like, well, I gotta read the whole time.
Yeah, you was one of those kids.
I was. Sorry, Bakari.
But nah. You know, my week was good, though.
We asked you that.
Yeah, you know, it skipped over me, though.
Nah, we didn't skip over you.
I ain't say
bro.
Nothing this whole time. I just let
you really have it, though. On the real.
You sitting over there. Your day, your lane, your week, man. Your week. And go then ahead, talking bro. About a, talking yeah. about a message. Now he gnawing on something. Shaka riding in on a
on right, a donkey.
On what he rides it on.
Hey, man. Hey, but if Jesus didn't have draws, you think he was on that donkey?
Stop. I won't let you do this to the Lord on his day.
What?
Lord, if deal with him ever so harshly.
Hey, man, you think Jesus out here wearing drawers?
I the last thing I was thinking about, if Jesus, my Lord Savior, had underwear on.
That's some holy drawers right there, boy. That's some good marketing.
Oh my
Go ahead, Bakari.
I ain't had nothing to say, to be honest.
Exactly.
My week is good.
We were flabbergasted.
My week is good, though.
All right, well, you know, on a separate note, that Sunday evening, I actually put a bed together with no directions. This is coming. Of the three of us, I'm probably the
hope you
one guy.
Yeah. You're the insurance. You will definitely need that it'll insurance be right. policy.
It'll be for your kids when they come over and sleep.
Jeez.
Nah, man.
I hope you got Affleck now. Sound like.
I got
you better
Affleck.
Have insurance.
I got Affleck, though. But one of LaShonda's aunties, they blessed us with a trundle bed. Hey, me and Bakari used to call it the pull-out bed.
Hey, the pull-out.
You know what I'm saying? The pull-out bed, boy. You know what a pull-out bed is?
Yeah.
Hey, you have? You know, okay. I know
we
you,
didn't have one.
So you probably didn't have a need for one because you're the only boy. But yeah, man, I put the whole entire bed together with no directions, and it took me every bit of 4 hours of just looking at it and be like, okay, I think this goes here, that goes there. And then after about 4 hours later, I did it. I put it together. And like I was saying, between the three of us, I'm probably the one who is least experienced when it comes to putting stuff together and tools.
Yeah, I would say that. I'll give you that.
You think you put stuff together?
100%. I do it. Really? Unfortunately, I'm a single father. I was a single father.
What you putting together?
I had to put together his bed. I had to put together
that's light work.
Dressers. I can't tell you how many times. Bakari seen how many times we had to break down and put together my bed, moving it out. How many times I had to move.
I mean, but like, are you a natural, like,
handyman?
Are you a handyman? Are you an engineer? What's the word I'm looking for? A carpenter?
Craftsman.
You think you're a craftsman?
Nah, but I'm better than you, though.
How much you want to bet?
Whatever you want to put up.
All right. We'll go to IKEA.
Ooh,
and we're going to get one of those storage already. Bins. And we're going to put it together.
That's how I know he, listen, he already gave himself away.
What
that's
you mean?
How nobody,
what
shop, you mean? Nobody shops at IKEA for quality.
But all that stuff got 10,000 pieces you got to put together.
Yeah,
that's all we're saying. Uh-huh. I put a bed together with no directions.
I'm pretty sure you probably
said. And I sat my big behind on it. And it said the weight is only up to 160. I tested it. I said, my God.
This kid's gone.
I looked at those wooden slats and I said, you bet not been. You,
oh, you
bet not. It's not like
have
the
Dominion.
One.
Dominion yeah. slacks.
Either you bet not bow, bend, bounce.
Listen, I sat on that bed. I thought, this might be kind of comfortable. Low key.
He gently sat on it.
But whenever the kids come over, they now got a place to sleep instead of sleeping on my couch.
Okay. So what is about a man question that
uh-huh.
we... By directions. Actually, not. I can't say that fully.
No.
Because I'm king. If I don't know what I'm doing, I'm going to look at the directions.
What? That's what I tried to look up on my phone. And I was like, I'm going to find these doggone directions how to put this bed together.
So I guess the question is, what makes it about certain men, like aspects as a man, we naturally don't like taking those type of directions? Like, we'll figure it out. Like, if it has, put it this way, if it has extra pieces left over, it doesn't bother us.
Oh, man. Like,
that don't bother you?
No.
Bro, I promise you, I'm looking at directions.
One, I read the directions
why,
10 times
look,
before I even
make
pick
your
up
life
the,
that much
yeah,
harder.
I'm not that guy.
Nobody cares, dog.
Nobody.
Just,
right. Nobody. Nobody asked.
Did it get put together?
Nobody's going to ask you, did you use the directions?
Now, I tell you what, now, if we're in Walmart and I can't find something, I'm not going to ask nobody, hey, where is this at?
But that's a different type of petty right there.
See, wow. Now, if it comes to directions, like I said, putting up stuff together. I don't care to open
up pamphlet. I'm quick to be like, all right, cool. Because I don't like being in stores longer than I have. I don't like doing a lot of things longer than I have to.
That's true.
So I'm the first one to say, if I'm searching for it first, I'm going to find it. I'm like, all right, excuse me, sir. Where's the socks? And you're like, oh, it's on this aisle. All right, thanks. Like, I'm not going to walk around.
Stupid, man. He been here this long.
I got it. I definitely got to search before I ask an associate for help.
It has to take me a long time. I'll sit there and search, and then I'll call, hey, Brittany, hey, where's this item at in the store?
Well, especially if you're looking for something for your wife, or you're looking for something for Santana.
Oh yeah. I'm asking first. I'm not even going to look.
No, LaShonda said, go in the store and buy me a razor. That's it.
Got you.
But she gave me the specific brand. I get to the aisle with the razors. There's 15 different brands of the razor that she wanted. So I'm like, man, I really.
That's
want
the time
it.
They don't. She might get the best one.
Those razors for 10 minutes. Said, so, does she like these? And then I'm like, okay, I don't want to get the most expensive one because I don't think she need that one. But I'm also just like,
dictate what kind of one she need.
I don't think she need that one. Best one for my wife. Like I said, she said razor. I'm going to get you this one right here.
Nope, because that could have been the one. I didn't ask for that one.
It's the Suave.
I've yet to. I ain't gonna lie. I haven't crossed that threshold. I haven't started buying razors yet.
Don't worry. Like wait until they're gonna send you to the store for feminine products, and you're gonna be clueless.
Behooved.
Clues.
Run of muck, letter straight.
I don't get it. Look, there's too many options.
Send me a picture. Which one you want?
That's the best thing.
Send me a picture if you want it. Yeah. My uncle, he started. He did this before. He had me crying.
Yeah.
He hated going to the store to get his wife. You know, this feminine products.
Oh yeah.
So what he would do was he would buy the wrong ones on purpose.
Wow.
So he would tell her. He'd be like, he said, man, I keep telling you, I don't want. She said, I told you what to get. She said, man, I don't know what to do. You go get it. He said, well, so what she does is she gets mad at him, snatches the box from him, returns it, and gets the one she wants. He says, exactly. He said, I didn't want to do it in the first place. I'm like, damn. I said, wouldn't it have been easier just to get the one she wanted? No. He said, I hate buying those. He said, if I get the first one she wanted, she going to think I like doing this or I'm comfortable doing it. No, I don't.
I have no problem.
Fast forward later, he had a daughter. So now.
Hey, yo, now you win a fight.
Yep.
Not here. But I feel like the equivalent of a woman asking a man to go get some pads is the equivalent of you asking your girl to go and buy you some deodorant with no contacts.
I've never had
5% chance that she's going to come back with the right one.
Are you right?
So you know what I'm saying? And you're going to be upset if she come back with some, what's the speed joint?
Speed, oh my God.
I would tell you, I don't know how.
You probably speed?
Speed stick.
Because my wife, I guess I'm probably at 5% because my wife knows what deodorant I like doing.
But I mean, like, if you're.
But the Harry's.
Harry's?
Harry's.
Oh, he got money.
Yeah, he definitely
got
it's
just
money.
My armpits are deserving of Harry's.
Nah,
bro.
What y'all be using?
Degree. Oh, you use Old Spice?
Degree?
Degree, yes, sir.
I ain't used Degree since high school.
But the fact you had money for Degree?
I ain't used Degree.
You wasn't using Harry's in
high school,
college,
bro. I use Degree.
What kind of deodorant you using, man?
He said, so Harry's.
Throwing out shade.
So after Degree, I went to Old Spice for a little bit. I had the
y'all use Old Spice?
The blue.
Oh, yeah.
The blue gel.
I used Old Spice in high school.
I used that.
Old Spice?
I used Old Spice for a while, and then I went to Harry's when I found out about Harry's. I've been using Harry's ever since.
They do have good soap, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not using no Harry's.
McCarty's talking about that soap. I said, let me try it.
That Redwood?
Nah, man. You gotta
that's in my bathroom right now.
You got to support the sisters and get that black soap.
Black soap? I haven't tried it yet.
Man. I don't care to support black business.
Nah, man.
If it's not good quality, I'm not going to sacrifice my heart.
I throw this comb at you right now.
I'm just saying, though.
What you mean? Like, if it's not good quality.
I don't care.
Who ain't got good quality?
He's ready to 2320s.
Go ahead, bro.
I don't care to support black business. Trust me. I love black business. Trust me.
Uh-huh.
I love to see them thrive. But just because you're a black business does not mean that you can just throw anything on the any product out there and expect people to support it.
So basically, you want it to be quality. As overall, you're saying.
So I just thought some muddy water, open up a black business.
What you say?
Have some food. The food is trash. Are you still going to buy it just because I'm a black business?
If I haven't had it yet, yes. And then after I have it, I'm gonna be like, you know what?
That ain't it. My business. I'll try at least once.
Yeah, you gotta try to support them.
Same thing with that black business. I'm just saying, is it good quality though?
Is it?
Black soap is good for you, nah?
I know. Is that one good quality?
The one that I use, yes.
All right, that's it. That's all you had to say.
That big brick.
I'll try it out.
Big brick shea butter.
Big brick shea butter.
Big brick shea butter. Yeah, man. What you got on the docket for us, Anthony? You said you had some quips.
I had some good ones.
I got some quips.
After we finished talking about the wildness or whatever, we talked about records. Being men, and I talked about, or we talked about slightly about men and our basic instincts sometimes to go against the grain, follow different directions. Again, one of the things that was heard that I heard last Sunday, and I really felt this because I say as a Christian man, I feel like as a man, we tend to feel like we have to be passive and nice about every single thing. I mean, if somebody wrongs you, as what religion tells you, you can't say anything back. You just got to take it.
Turn another cheek, right?
Yeah, turn another cheek. That's what it says.
That man steal from you, give him your jacket as well.
Right, that's what his word says. But it says, go above and beyond, forgive them. But I think one of the things
he's not throwing.
Look, pray for Bakari out here. But the thing that he said was, I think it really resonated, at least with me, it's like, he said one thing that I didn't, what I wanted to reason I got into faith, it was like, I wanted to change this and I didn't like it. He says, I didn't, as a boy, when you're growing up, you're playing with sticks. We're outside. We're as kids, we're as boys, we're raising up, we're wrestling outside. Yeah. We're creating mud pies and doing destructive stuff outside or just playing in general.
Yeah.
But when you come in, it feels like sometimes when you come into like churches or certain areas, all that stuff dies. Now, again, I'm not saying being childish, but it's saying I want it to be dangerous or adventurous. And when does that stop? Like, why do we feel like that has to stop?
And what?
I feel like sometimes as believers, like in the sense of being dangerous, in the sense of feeling like, again.
You're going to be dangerous in church or are you?
No, I'm going to say in church. I'm talking about as.
I go skydiving for Jesus.
I say skydiving. I'm talking about. I knew he was going to say that. That's why I had to listen.
Diving off the pool.
I'm talking about as a man.
Lord.
As a man, we have natural urges to be. Again, why do we play sports? What sports did you play growing up, Bakari?
You grouping a lot of men into these categories, man. I don't
know. I would say a lot of them. I said,
what's the question, though?
I'm getting to the question. Answer the question. I did answer the question. I said, why is it that as men, what are some of your like feel like that we are basic instincts that we naturally suppress as men, even as believers, that we suppress this? What are some of those basic instincts? I guess you could boil it down to the question of all those.
Give us an example, brother.
Example would be ambition or adventure. Ambitious. Every man has a sense of, I feel like every man, most men have a sense of adventure. It kills you. Again, I say adventure. You die a little bit on the inside. There's nothing worse than sitting, when you was a kid, I remember, there's nothing worse than sitting at the barber shop or the beauty shop while my mom's getting her hair done and listening to these women. I didn't know it at the time when I was younger. Dying on the inside of like, what? I'd rather go outside. I'd rather watch literally paint dry than listen to them talk and cackle about nonsense in this place. Right? But I felt more at home being outside, playing with my friends, being rough, being rowdy with my friends. I felt more alive during that time frame versus just sitting at the table. How was your day today?
Okay. So how are you relating that to Jesus?
I'm trying to put the puzzle together.
But
you interrupted the question. I say that with Jesus. I said Jesus, I would argue, was still a man's man. He still stayed outside. He still kept true to who he was. I was saying as believers at the time, I feel like we squash the idea of you can't be nothing but nice, holy, and just only smile at every single person. Jesus literally flipped the table. Now, we know why he necessarily did it. It showed that he had assertiveness. He was assertive. Jesus didn't care to check anybody. Mm-hmm. But now I feel like if you correct somebody, whether they're wrong or not, that's their truth. Let them live, quote, that truth. We can't say those things. You can't say. We have feel like now, at least here in America, where I currently live, being politically correct is more important than actually being truthful with people. Mm-hmm. So I'll say that I feel like sometimes at church, or I say church within the four walls of American church, I think we fall into that same category that we can't be direct with people as much as we used to. Or actually even talk without feeling like being offensive.
I think it's as what the Bible says, you can be direct, but you have to give it out of love.
Yeah.
That's it.
Watch your tone.
So we can do that. Tone. So I don't think if you're changing if you're changing who you are, that's you.
Yeah.
That's not because God told you to change who you are. You're changing who you are because you're trying to appease the person or the people. Mm, but nice. I said just give him, look, if you're going to talk to somebody, talk to him out of love. As until when, I think it was Jacob, when he said, hey,
when you go speak to Jacob, speak to him out of love.
He ain't for all that.
That's love. You don't want to make him too angry out here. Talk to him out of love. So,
he said,
I mean,
talk to my man.
So if you're going to confront somebody, and I'm pretty sure after Jesus flipped the table, he said, now let's come and join us together.
Yeah, come on out, guys.
And he said, because it don't give you did a thieves. So I do think, like I said, we don't have to suppress who we are. Granted, we do to make sure that we appease the people.
I guess that's probably a better way to phrase that question. Why do we suppress who we really are why do we suppress who we really are as a whole?
Because I feel like we're naturally people pleasers. So, and I'm not saying like
I need you to speak up, brother, because clearly this is flatlining because nobody can hear you.
I'm not saying we, but I'm saying as in the sense of, I'm not speaking of the whole multitude. I'm speaking just as I. So when I say we, I'm speaking for I.
Speaking of me.
Team we.
I am a people pleaser, so therefore, I do suppress. You good?
Yeah. Oh. All right. Talking about these hot dogs.
Oh, say what?
Hot dogs, man.
Oh,
it's my wife, Lashana. Thank you for texting me. Have a good night, baby. I love you.
These things get cold out here.
She's making hot dogs for dinner. That's how I know she's pregnant. But, she's saying, "Yeah, you got two hot dogs in the refrigerator."
I'm good.
But I do think, like I said, with being a people pleaser, you know, the way you want to correct them, you know that it'll hurt their feelings, even if you meant it out of love. Uh-huh. The thing is, it doesn't matter if you hurt their feelings, because sometimes the truth needs to be said.
True.
But you don't want to hurt them, so therefore you suppress what the Spirit was telling you to tell them, and then you start to speak out of the flesh because you want to make sure that they're comfortable being around you.
Well, okay. Is there any areas in your life, Shaka, that you feel like you do that?
Yeah, work. I see. We call it code switching. You feel me?
Code switching. Code switching.
Really? Hey, they write. You said the check, like you didn't know
code switching. I look. Explain to the people what is code switching.
All right, yo, let's hear what that code switching is now. When you code switch, you're one person out of work, and you can't be that same person that work around your coworkers. That's that code switching. You feel like you got to put on a separate hat. You got to be a separate people when you're at that work. It's just like the saying, whenever you at church, you almost, I'm not the same person.
See? Come on.
Yeah, I'm not the same person I am at church as I am when I'm out at a basketball game. Should I be the same?
You should.
No, baby. I don't know about that, man.
I don't think Jesus was two different people outside when he was in the synagogue versus when he was in the streets walking with him.
I'm pretty sure Jesus was.
I think he was.
He might use a different tone of voice.
I'm pretty sure that Jesus treated his 12 disciples more personal than he did just the random people that he came across.
For sure. I don't think he was code switching. It's still true to who he was.
I'm still true to who I am.
It's almost like being a chameleon, like I said before. A chameleon is still a chameleon no matter where it goes. It just adjusts to its environment.
And that's a good way to put it. You're adjusting to your environment. Because you think about the way you played football, the way you did sports. I might have been a whole different person on that field. I tell you, the 2 years that I played college football, sometimes I'd be out there saying stuff that ain't godly. But as soon as you get off that field, hey, man, listen, let's go get some lunch. We good?
Yeah, man.
We cool?
You ain't out there speaking in tongues over somebody on the football field.
Absolutely. I lay it down in the name of Jesus.
So, again, so your answer to the question, I said, so should we be the same person? Again, now, I'm not saying about your tone or just saying being blunt or being disrespectful to anybody. Yeah. I'm just saying, should that same person that you're at work get the same people that you be at home? And it less, I feel like.
Ah, man.
I do. I don't know about you. To me, that bothers me.
Why?
Personally.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, why should I have to suppress who I am to make everybody around me happy?
But are you not the same person, though?
I'm physically the same body.
Person. Not like even the same
it's
body.
It's not like you're switching. It's not like you have. You're not like the split guy who got multiple personalities.
Oh, listen. That dude should have an Oscar for that movie, period.
You should have.
Okay. That's crazy. But anyway.
But yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
But I still think that you are the same person at your job that you are at the house. It's like I said, it's just you're having to, I guess, switch.
Code switch? Why am I switching?
It's code switch.
I can't be the same person if I keep switching.
But I mean, it's hard to
your
explain.
Your vocabulary changes. You think I can't.
But you're still the same person. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. Like I said, is a chameleon still not a chameleon?
But I'm not a chameleon, though.
But I'm saying, is a chameleon still not a chameleon?
It is.
When, okay, so if it's on this couch and the chameleon turns black, is it still not a chameleon? It's just a black chameleon.
Black
okay,
chameleon.
So if it gets
so
on
it's
this pillow.
So code switching out here.
If
it's still
gets on
switching,
pillow,
though.
But is it still not a chameleon?
Is it still switching?
It's still a chameleon at the end of the day. It still knows who it is or who he or she is.
I ain't never read nothing in my Bible that says I gotta be a chameleon though. I need a new version.
Jesus
ain't gonna ride on you. He ain't gonna ride on you.
I'll ask good questions.
You a horse.
So listen. If you be cussing outside of the church, you think it's okay to cuss inside the church?
I would hope. I'm not. If I'm going to church,
why not
turn my life around?
So you tell your vocabulary is the exact same. You be out here. You be in church talking about my hitter.
I don't never said my hitter, but yes.
What I don't know what your vocabulary is. But
I feel like you keep it
the way that we talk right here. I'm not gonna be like, hey man, Jesus on that thing. Jesus coming to town right on that thing.
Hey man, tell him what you want.
Listen,
I work.
Could it?
Yeah, I posted something the other day. It was talking about this one rapper.
Come on, man.
Was talking about the Atlanta version of the David Goliath. Hilarious.
Oh man,
hilarious. It was great.
But yeah, man, I feel like you got to be able to switch it up a little bit.
I get what you're saying. Adapting.
I can't be a husband at home and the CEO of a future business. That cannot be the same person.
I think Paul said, "I became all things to reach." Was it? I became all things to reach everybody. So therefore, he wasn't just one person. He had to be multiple things to be able to reach multiple people.
Now, when you use that, Paul also knew like multiple languages. He was in different places, but he was still the same person.
Exactly.
But he so you're saying educate yourself? Is that the case?
It's not educate. You use what you have. So you're not Paul. You're never going to be Paul.
I don't know. My name is Paul, and I don't know y'all.
Paul knew multiple languages.
Mm-hmm. So basically,
you're in different areas. You're in different things in life. You're a bank teller. You're a dad.
Can we talk about government out here? I can tell these people what I do.
Hey, Mr. Footman, let me tell you where you can find them at.
Man, you sick.
So I mean, like I said, you're a father. Like I said, you're a coach. And like I said, you deal with the youth. So all those things, you're still you.
Yeah.
But you have different
versions of yourself.
Different versions.
Y'all get the same one.
No, you're not. Yelling at kids.
Who ain't?
You're not. And then you're going to church and yelling at adults.
Put it this way, Sherman Clump. Sherman, the Nutty Professor was still the Nutty Professor before he drank the juice and after he drank the juice.
Nah, he wasn't.
He was still the same man. Buddy Love was still Sherman Clump.
So you saying you turned into Buddy Love out here? Press him, Jesus.
Nah, man, he definitely ain't nobody love. Nah, you really gonna do that far with that one? Nah,
listen,
I was with you until you said that Buddy Love. I ain't with that Buddy Love.
I haven't seen that in years.
But seriously though, you still are the same person. I don't think the only way you switch up is if you become a different being, not a different being, a different character.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just your character changing these places.
No, your character doesn't change. I'm still a child of God to the core.
My iPad stopped recording.
Yeah. Oh, I stopped recording 10 minutes ago.
Jesus.
I saw that a long time ago.
Come on, man.
Come on, phone.
Oh Lord.
It was 99%.
I'm still a child of God to the core, no matter where I go. Whether if I go to work, whether if I go to whether if I'm at my house, whether if I go to a football game. Now I can't sit there and reach the people outside. So let's just say you had to go to, you was at a football game, and you was talking to the people. You mean to tell me if you really want to sit there and relate to them people, you're going to relate to them people by sitting there, speaking in tongues, speaking about the Bible and everything?
No, I don't say speaking. So you can speak to them. It sounds like you got to get to know those same people on a level. You get to know them through what?
Because y'all enjoy
fellowship.
Sports.
Y'all enjoy sports. So fellowship.
But it's not switching up. It's not switching up on who you are. You're still you. I just enjoy sports. Hey, we got something in common.
Doesn't sound like we have something in common. Don't mean to say we're switching up.
But you don't have to switch up, though.
I don't sound like y'all. You're not making
you don't have to be
a good case.
Okay,
for
be
it.
The same person the whole time, then, Jones. See where it gets you.
I am.
See who's going to
lay
you.
You're not.
I am.
I promise you're not.
You're not going to be.
I promise you we're not the same person
everywhere. Okay, so what person are you going to be then, Jones?
Anthony.
Which Anthony is that? Is that the Anthony in church?
No, there's only one.
Which Anthony are you?
There's only one.
Which one are you?
Which Anthony is that?
Anthony Zachariah.
Okay, who is what does that Anthony Zachariah relate to? Or what does it mean to be Anthony Zachariah Jones? What does he stand on? What is his foundation? So that way he can be all those things in every single place.
Yeah, sounds like that's what I'm going to have to be said on my, my guy Jesus.
Who is it?
Jesus.
Okay.
You said who's my foundation?
That is my foundation. Jesus is your foundation.
Yes.
How does that foundation relate to somebody? How's that foundation going to relate to every single step that you take throughout the day? Whether at work, at home?
For my Bible says football, the Holy Spirit works through me. So I don't really have to work too much. He helps work through
me. He works through you, right?
That's what he says.
He works through you?
That's what it says.
So he worked through Paul, though, right?
Yeah.
He had to become all things to reach everybody?
All things. Paul was still the same person. He didn't say he didn't unlearn these same skills. I feel like.
So you said Paul's still the same person? You said Paul's still the same person?
I said Paul was still the same person.
Exactly. You're still the same person.
That's what I just said twice.
But what I'm trying to say, you're saying that you don't have to switch up. Paul was still the same person, but he knew different things.
Right.
So he didn't have to switch up too much.
He didn't switch up.
Yeah,
I'm agreeing with what I just said.
No, listen, because you're saying you should be the same person the whole time.
I'm saying Paul
had to relate to different people through different attributes that he obtained.
So fellowship, so those things work together of like getting understanding it to getting close with the people so I can actually be able to you can't speak anything. If I don't have a relationship with that at all, we can't even talk sports. Like nothing's more awkward than somebody, you're in the line at the Food City, and somebody comes up, hey man, you catch that game last night? And they start talking to me like, bro, I don't know you to talk. Even if I did catch it, I'm still adapt to be like,
really? You don't be talking to people like that?
No,
why not?
Man, I'm trying to listen. Most time I'm at the store, I'm trying to go, I'm trying to get in and go out.
That's the Anthony you got
to
be.
I'm trying to get in and get out.
Anthony don't like talking to people.
No, Anthony does.
No. Anthony don't like talking to people.
Don't listen to the evil serpent over here.
Remember that. What'd he say? I don't like talking to people like that.
I said all the time.
I'm trying to get in. Okay, so therefore you got to keep that same energy everywhere you go, but you can't.
All the time.
Why can't you do that?
So I don't feel like talking to people all the time?
Why can't you do that?
What do you mean?
Keep that same energy the whole time. Keep that same
everywhere
you
go. Everywhere I go of not wanting to talk to people all the time. Yeah. I do.
No, you don't.
I do. I do at work.
No, you don't.
Hey, I can do it at work. How can we help you today?
Nah, all right, man.
Thank you very much.
So when somebody comes up, you really want to talk to them? Hey, man, I just don't feel like talking to you.
I do the look. Hey, how you doing? I can do it. All right.
So if you go to a party or a gathering, you just be like, I don't feel like being here.
If I don't feel like being here, I'm not going.
But if. I can't wait till you get married.
I can't wait. If I'm going to a party or gathering, I don't feel like going.
I'm not saying
you never can. I'm just saying if I have the choice, I'm not going. To be like, but if it's like, example, if you're going to the in-laws, your brother's house, I don't know if I'm like going, but I know this makes you happy. I know we want to be around extra family. Uh-huh. Then I'll go.
Don't switch up now.
How you switching up now? The way you're talking about, you're switching the person.
No,
who you
said you don't feel like going.
You don't feel like going.
But you're going.
But you're going.
But you're still going to go.
If I want,
but that's not who you are, though.
That's compromise.
If you don't want to do something, Anthony's going to do something.
It's going to call compromise out here. I didn't say that. See how the enemy tried to switch your words?
It ain't switching up words.
Does he try to switch up? Let me help this man Bakari out here. Let's just pray for him.
You gotta be a change in your own life, brother.
So confused.
See?
I don't know where this conversation went, started, or going.
I have no clue.
I think that it all boils down when it comes to switching up, it boils down to your own personal conviction.
True that.
If you don't feel personally convicted about switching up, don't switch up. But if you feel convicted about, like, sometimes I feel convicted about not. You still doing? You done?
Keep going, man.
No, I can't. I lost my train of thought. I squeezed it. Oh, my God. You bugging.
Yo.
For our listeners,
you switch
man.
Up. You switch up and get up out of here.
Don't worry.
Cars, I hit the five. I mean, you're bugging.
Hey, come on, man.
But like I was saying, man, I feel like I cannot. The same person I am at work is not the same person I can be at home.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? The vocabulary.
The same person here. I'm at the house.
The vocabulary I use at my house with my dog, with my wife, is not the same vocabulary I can use with my coworkers and my employees at my job.
I can't talk to my dog and my wife the same way I talk to my boss or my people that I work with at the YMCA.
Anybody
way
you talk to your dog, you fine.
Exactly.
You fine.
You
fine. So yeah.
You can't be that way. Just like there's a level of comfortability when we're talking with us that you can't be talking to just anybody, even the coworkers that you've known for years at your job. You're still not that comfortable talking with them the same way we talk with each other. No. Right? That's a level of code switch.
I thought you were speaking more candidly.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
There's nothing wrong with you. Anthony, you a code switch, brother. Just get used to it, man.
Nah, son.
You out here code switching.
Nah, clearly y'all be code switching.
I admit to my code switching. I be beep, boop, beep, boop, code
switch. Call this man Wade out here. That's what we call Macario over here is Wade.
Hey, man, I be out here switching all the codes.
I definitely do code switch. I mean, when you say code switch,
but it's
you
better
sound bad.
You acknowledge it.
Yeah, you,
the first
you what?
Step. The first step is acknowledging it, Anthony.
But I do change up, not really change up. I do relate to other people in different atmospheres and different different situations. So right. I'm not gonna be the same person day in and day out. Yeah. I'm not
now
be the
relating,
same but
what you said right there, you can relate to somebody can be different versus you can change who you are. Relating is not the same. Like I can
so,
relate.
Okay, so what's the definition of changing
y'all
who
be,
you are?
Y'all be going out hunting with people. If that's not code switching, I don't know what is, brother.
I went hunting once,
but you did it.
Yeah, I wanted the experience.
You country. You were over. You wore camouflage overalls.
First of all, it was,
I don't know who this man is.
I wear anything. If listen, to do that cold again?
Brother, sweatpants exist.
No, brother. Not
sweat,
that,
brother. You, not yeah, you said that. Brother.
Yeah, brother.
Boy, come on, man. Come on.
Not with
on,
that
man.
Not with that cold out there.
Listen.
I ain't listening.
You wore.
Say what you want. Tell Bakari. He wasn't out there.
My yeah. man was ice wearing box overall out there. Camouflage.
No, I didn't have no overalls.
And you had a shotgun.
Yeah,
I do it again.
Look, Macari's a master hunter out here.
I be making fun of y'all.
I just enjoy that type of. I enjoy that type of adventure though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did you kill something?
Yeah, I killed a deer.
Did you? Yeah, you didn't feel bad?
He called the Holy Spirit out there. His legs start shaking.
No, you didn't.
He didn't know what happened.
You bet not.
He was scared. He had a deer.
Like
he had deer fever.
Because I went hunting 3 times before I actually killed my first deer. So the first time I went hunting.
He said the Holy Spirit fell on him.
I went hunting with Bobby. My boy Bobby. I went hunting with him. Yeah. First time I ever went out there.
He came in there the other day.
Look, he was out there. He was in the open field. He said, oh, he's a deer. Look, he gave me the gun. I said, do I shoot it? Do I shoot it? Yeah. I'm standing up. I'm just thinking, okay, I just got to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
That's it, man. Nothing like that. I shot that thing. I was waiting for it to drop. Just like, you know, how you see on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like a video game.
You think it was
that's
that
my
easy?
Only reference like in the video hunt. Games. Uh-huh. Go
man,
ahead.
I shot that thing. Look, I must have missed so bad because that thing just looked at me and then just walked away.
It said, huh?
Dang.
You aiming at me?
Dang, you didn't even run away?
Oh, I didn't even run away. So the second time Paul took me out there, he said, hey, I'm going to park right. So we went past this fence. He said, I'm parked right here. We're going to walk up probably about 10 yards. Yeah. We're going to get to like this barn fence where you swing open. And we're gonna go through a field. It's probably about maybe 30 yards. Yeah. And we're gonna sit up on this hill in the mountains or in the woods. We're gonna sit there. And we're gonna wait for the deer to come through. So, you know, we get to the barn fence.
Yeah,
bro. Like I'm telling you, no lie, no exaggeration. Like 15 deers.
Trash.
Just all sitting in that field.
You had your pick of the litter.
He said, "Oh, he said here." I said, "Which one do I hit?" He said, "Anyone." I said, "All right, cool." I said, what I'm going to do, I'm just going to, my mind, I said, I'm just going to sit there and take the eyesight, and I'm just going to put it right in the middle of everybody.
Wow.
And I'm just going to shoot.
Maybe the bullets whoever, will go through all of them.
Whoever it hit, so be it. Ain't got no name on it. Man, I put that gun up, and it's hard to shoot when you standing up because, like I said, the gun moves up, and you don't know unless you know shot.
But I've shot a shotgun
before.
The gun
moves up and down. So I said, all right, I said, when it gets right there, when it turns brown, I'm going to pull the trigger. In the middle of 15 deer, shot it, bow. I said, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I ain't hit not now one of them.
Nah, none.
I ain't hit not now one
take,
of them.
Get the, you didn't take his gun
you
back.
You worse than Adam Sandler in
that
damn movie that I just watched.
I thought I was on wanted, though. I thought I was curving bullets.
Stop.
I said, I might hit curving bullets out here.
That's what he said, bow.
Last time Bobby didn't take him, we got there about, I think it was about 5 o'clock in the morning, 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, set up, got in a little tree stand. Like I said, Bobby had already got his. He got him a good one. And then we sat in the tree stand, and from the far left side comes
this. Tell us directions like we can see it.
I'm just saying, though. Like, I mean, the visual.
That's so what I was like.
The tree stand on the far left side comes this, what is it? This
8-pointer.
No.
12 pointer.
No, it was a spike.
A spike. I don't know what a spike is.
It means it barely hit the tip of the head. Barely grazes. I mean, barely comes out the tip of the head. But like it comes from the far left side.
Pop starts turning the hunting stories.
Oh yeah. And as it was walking, like I said, it came like right there in front of us. And Bobby was like, he said, go ahead and shoot him. So I got the gun up there, was ready to go. I had it sitting on the rail this time. Boom. Missed it.
Trash.
He said, I don't worry, you'll get it again. So I missed so bad it does not phase. That's what has me more hot. So the deer ends up walking.
Brother, why you keep giving the deer? Why they keep giving you a gun?
That's the deer walks around.
He walked.
The deer walks around and it comes even closer, saying, "Here's a better chance."
Yeah, I got you, bro.
I said, "Oh, the Holy Spirit moving today."
He said, "I got you, guy."
So he gets you know a little bit closer. So Bobby's like, "Let me know when you about to shoot him." He said, "Let me know when you want to shoot him, and I'll make a noise to kind of draw his attention."
Yeah.
And as soon as I draw his attention, you got to shoot. So like I said, he said, "I had the gun set and I was following him and stuff." I said, "All right, do it now." So I said, he does the noise. You know, the deer looks up. That was no bird call.
Well, I don't know what that was.
It? That wasn't it.
That was a stroke. I was concerned for your safety.
So he makes a noise. The deer looks up.
I was gonna check his pulse.
I'm
He's
good,
dying.
Guys. I'm good.
So like I said, so the deer, you know, looks up. I end up hit him on this one. Bah! I caught him right in the sweet spot, right behind his shoulder blade,
yeah,
into
right
the heart.
The meat.
Killed him. I said, look here, didn't get the shakes, nothing.
That's not what he told me.
I didn't get the shakes.
He said his legs. He said the Holy Ghost was moving.
I can't
feel my legs.
I was just excited.
Yeah.
Because he gave me his dad's 308. I don't know y'all know what that means.
No, we don't.
Nah, man.
For my hunters out there who listen to the Pops and Socks, I
this
kid him with a 308.
Irrelevant. We're cutting.
But at the same time, what happened, I wasn't even concerned. I was happy I got the kill, but then I was thinking, yo, I got to drag this thing out. I got to drag this thing. So, like I said, you know, I didn't end up getting a kill. I also killed quail. Killed
checkers, pheasants.
Pheasants. I didn't kill checkers. They didn't have checkers. But, yeah, I like hunting. Truthfully, I got a bow.
You haven't used
You got a bow?
I have used.
You
haven't
used once.
I have used a bow.
I do want to use. I do want to try to use the bow though.
I have used.
I know it's harder than actually hunting, but bows are fun. Like
trying to kill.
But yeah, I think if you was to actually go,
nah, I'm good.
Because I didn't know that I like hunting until
it's an adventure.
I'm good.
So what's something adventure that you want to try?
I'm good.
I think eventually one day I want to try skydiving.
Nah, I'm good. Nah, I'll skydive before I go hunting.
Really?
Yes.
You sleep.
It's very.
He said I'm tired.
Very very. All right.
What's something you want to try before that you? I said there might not be. That'd be tougher. Or,
something I want to try. Honestly, I want to do. I want to go deep sea fishing.
I think I would try that. I would love to go scuba diving.
Like that. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I would love to go scuba diving.
Whoa. All right, no, yeah. Jonah.
That's been on my bucket list for years. So always
really?
Go scuba diving. Years.
That's crazy.
Nah, I'm not saying
certified. For
I don't.
That,
so when you think this scuba diving, I'm not talking about drop me in the middle of the ocean. We'll figure it out. I'm talking about maybe just deep enough where I can, you know, swim to the little side, and all of a sudden I swim back and I'll be on the resort.
Let's go to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Go to the Bahamas, get
that's
you some goggles.
Yeah, that's snorkeling. I want to go scuba diving.
What
you
talking about? It's basically snorkeling. Snorkeling.
Nah, I would go under. Nah, Santana, she's actually a licensed scuba diver. She has it's crazy. Like
she
the equipment.
Gonna be the plug.
She has equipment. She has the GoPro and all that fun stuff.
She going to be the plug.
Look, she's a plug. She gonna teach us all about how to drown.
Pretty much.
Or come up, you said you come up too fast, yeah, so they call it, you get the bends or the spins.
The bends.
Look.
That's the SOL question,
look,
boy.
My head spinning and her head spinning.
Man, do it. Your body will seize up when you get those bends, boy.
They say, you know, look, you got to look, get your pulled to the top.
I didn't know that was a real thing.
I didn't know either.
Until I became an adult. I was like, oh, that was real? Well, again, information you really don't care about. But my sense of adventure, I would love to experience what it's like to be white. That would be a wild adventure.
Podcast over.
To be white.
We be white.
Listen, man. Experience white privilege.
Okay, shot go to Africa. And there you go.
Nah, first of all.
Hey, they don't. They don't really vibe with black people like that, though.
Nah, they don't vibe with you guys.
You guys.
They don't vibe with you. Shaka, if I go back, I'm royalty.
They be my face.
Nah, they're going to treat me like Hakeem. They're going to treat me like Prince Hakeem, boy.
When he came to America.
He's back.
They're going to treat me like when he came to America.
What's his up, New York?
My son works.
I'm just playing. My sense of adventure would be go spelunking.
Stop.
You already did it, man.
You already did it by exactly. Round two.
Exactly. I want to do that again.
Yeah, do something. Stop. You never
so you clown him for
killing an animal?
Yes, for going hunting. But
so yeah, maybe back in the day.
But you went.
I can't. I can't walk in
the
cave.
The people, what spelunking is?
That doesn't even sound like
spelunking. I didn't know what it was either until they took me out into this abandoned field. Mm. That's a story for another day.
Like you went,
spelunking is pretty much going walking in the cave.
Field though.
It wasn't. What's an abandoned field?
You told us,
huh?
You said it. Not us.
They took me to an abandoned field.
It sounded crazy coming out of your mouth.
Nah, that's exactly what word for word what you said.
When you said it back, I was like, "That's what I said. That's what it sounded."
Yeah.
I apologize. I went to an open field, private property, is what I should have said.
So you're trespassing.
100%.
Trespassing.
Yes.
Whoa. Shot your black thumb up there.
I was the only one. If anybody was a sacrificial lamb, it was me. It was, but I was the fastest, so I was all right.
Was it during daylight or the nighttime?
It was definitely like midnight. That was a sense of adventure. I could do it again.
Stop.
Or how about let's go camping.
I have zero.
And live off the land.
I ain't gonna lie. I have zero. Speaking of live off the land.
You don't live off the land because you don't hunt.
I'm bringing hot dogs.
How? Yeah, what you mean? You bringing what?
Yeah, I'm bringing hot dogs.
God forbid.
I'm bringing hot dogs.
If there was ever the apocalypse, I think of, so he says I'm bringing hot dogs.
I'm bringing hot dogs. Come on.
If I went camping, I'm going glamping. I'm not even going to hold you.
Really?
Yeah.
We got tents, bro.
I have zero desire to ever
go camping. Let's go camping.
I have zero desire.
Let's go camping. Camping would be fun.
For what?
What you mean for what? Because you've never done it before.
Sleeping outside with friends.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Being homeless with friends. That's
but you want to jump out of an airplane.
I'd rather do that. Than go
listen
camping.
To yourself, man.
But you said you was in an abandoned field.
I was in, we had to run past a field.
So you were trespassing.
We had to go trespassing in the field to get to a cave.
Statute of limitations
wore
off.
That's exactly what we've been done. People do it all the time, though. These people know that people can run on their property for this cave.
If that's the case, I'm going to treat that bad boy like Home Alone. If you can go to my private cave, if you can make it past these booby traps.
That's what
I catch all y'all slipping.
Man traps out here.
Cause me this shit got one.
Oh, listen. It really reminded me of one of those Jeepers Creepers movies. I just felt something. Got him.
Listen, when we was at Emory, we swore we saw Jeepers Creepers out there.
In that area, I can see that.
Nah, to this day, I
can see that.
Pearl and them were telling us, he said that, don't forget, we were passing, if you go through Glade Springs, that's two wooden fences right when you pass Patrick Henry High School.
Yeah.
And you're on your way back, straight ahead is like 1,000 feet campus. Out of nowhere, we're coming back from the store. This is like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. We look to our left, and out of nowhere, I don't even know where to explain it. It looks like a child size, maybe it's like Isaiah size. It looked like some type of bird or figure just literally just sitting on this fence. And, it was so big that it stops conversation. Like, we were all talking, yeah, man, we can't get back. What is that? What is that? And we start slow down. Next thing I know, when it took off, dog. Listen, the wings on this.
I feel the wind off that.
Bro, listen, these wings, I can't articulate. No exaggeration. It looked like it's from me to you. Like, no, from tip to tip. It took a boom. When that fence, it shook the wooden fence. We said, oh, that's Jeepers Creepers. Let's get out of here, dog. I know what that is. He won't get me.
I don't know,
bro. This would look like it was bigger than a vulture. Like, I could, to this, again, I can't explain. I know it sounds crazy. It's like saying, but you got to believe me. Please believe me.
Nah,
it was bananas.
Nah, son. That's wild records. Couldn't be me. I don't like that kind of stuff.
So but you say you like spelunking? Look, spelunking, though.
I didn't say I liked it. I just said I would do it again.
You would do? Okay.
I would only do it with my white friends, so I can't go with y'all.
Listen, so that, I would say that is definitely code switching.
You ain't worried about going with us?
You
ain't going with
us. Yeah, 100%. I ain't going hunting.
To be fair, there's certain activities. I know we talk about code switching, so I guess you're right, McCoy. I'm right. Because there's certain activities I feel safe, at least with my friends here. I feel safe with my white friends doing it versus my black friends out here.
Hey, feel that.
Oh, yeah, you're going to die.
Feel that.
Look.
I don't trust none of y'all going hunting right now.
100%. Oh, I
don't trust none. Yeah, we would make
it. I don't trust being around you guys with guns.
I go like, we be playing too much. I shoot around Shaka just on purpose to see what he's
freaking
out.
And that's exactly why. That's exactly.
I just
Amanda,
see what
Dustin, if y'all want to take me shooting again, please invite me. I will come and go shooting.
Or,
I'm not going shooting with these guys.
I went with Jesse. the Jesse Cheers.
Really?
Shout out to Jesse Cheers, the podcast, my guy. He listens too. Yeah. But a couple years ago, we went rock climbing. And
oh, yeah, you did tell me.
Listen, dog. I ain't gonna lie. I said, I would never. I literally been walking down to the trail. I said, I would never come out here with shotgun McCartney.
Absolutely not.
Like just by ourselves.
What
like,
am I supposed to tell you about rock climbing? Right? Use your fingertips, dog. Use your fingers.
I think you strapped in tight enough, dog.
You good? You got me down there.
You good?
Yeah.
Jump. I'm going to catch you.
You ain't going to catch me, man. Yeah, okay. I'm going to catch you. Jump.
Catch with your arms out. Hey, dog, that cliff looked kind of high, though. Y'all sure?
I'm not catching you 100%.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely not. Oh, man. Gotta love it. We're going to have to talk about that on the next podcast.
Yeah.
What activities you have to do with your Wahite friends.
That is, or friends, yeah. What other activities?
Or other mixed
race friends. Or just a quick question. What activities that you would never do with your boys that you, or properly phrase that question, because it was about to come out. Not inappropriate. I can see how it could be taken inappropriate. So, what non-sexual activity that you do with your wife or specific other that you would never do with your friends?
What would I do with my wife that I would not do with my friends?
Yep.
Dancing. I'm not going dancing with you, clown.
I'm
not holding our hips.
Hey, nah, those are different type of friends. You guys.
I'm not going to dance with you guys.
Do I dip?
Man.
You dip? We do.
I low key don't even want to go swimming with you guys.
Dang.
gotta be ocean or something.
Yeah, we
hey, dog.
I need space. Yeah. I need space.
Come on. Hey, dog. If I just say, y'all want to go swimming? What?
I'm assuming you're thinking the Y or something.
Well, maybe we can do like a day where we go to like Kingsport. But even that would be weird if us three just come up in some swimming trunks. Hey, dog, let's go swim in the Kingsport Aquatic Center.
Dance club.
With no kids? That's awkward, bro.
That is a little awkward.
That's what we're going to do this way? Hey, so yeah, it's fun, right?
Hey.
They try to slide.
Hey, me and the homies.
We out here, though.
We out here.
Some places you can't go without your kids.
Yes. It looks weird.
You gotta have your kids. That's very weird.
My wife is questioning everything about that. Why are you going to swim? You know, never mind. Just go.
No, she'd be like, nah.
Just be back before bedtime.
I see her word for word. Make sure the kids.
Just make sure you're back.
What about you, Bakari? What's an activity that you do with your wife that you can't do with your friends?
You know, basically, shocker hit on the head, though.
Anything else?
Other than just chill on the couch, snuggled up, watching TV.
Yeah. So I can do that with my friend. I can watch TV with my friend.
The only thing I haven't done,
snuggled up?
Huh? With a cover?
You said what?
What?
With a cover?
Excuse me.
What is going on?
Get your hands off me. We ain't ever that
not close. Snuggled. But if we sit here watching a movie and we got a big behind blanket quilt, we can't sit here and watch TV?
For what?
You ain't getting it.
What you mean for TV?
Hey, Shaka,
what's the difference between this and going to the movie?
What's the difference between me and you?
A movie. It's
bro.
Notice every time.
But if we sit next to each other,
Bakari,
at the
no comfortability in sharing another couple with another man.
For real?
Never.
Nah, fam.
Oh, y'all different.
Nah, fam.
The only blanket I'm sharing is with Isaiah, and even then we fight over the covers.
If there was a blanket as big as this couch, you would feel awkward sharing a blanket.
Yes, I feel very uncomfortable.
For what?
Don't worry about it. You got it.
What are you doing?
I'm not even doing that. You gonna see me take it off? Hey, go ahead and take it off.
Wow.
You want the covers? I'm straight. I'm straight.
Now we can't share covers?
For what?
What's because it's cold?
So I think about when we were children, like when we were kids, right? We stayed in each other's house.
We you slept know, head to foot.
Listen, when y'all slept head to foot, I slept on the floor when I was at y'all's house. And I had my own blanket on the floor. You and Bakari about to sleep head to foot.
So you think as a grown man, if we had a hotel, you couldn't share the bed with the opposite. You couldn't share the bed with another dude, with your best friend.
I'm assuming this is like we must.
We can't sleep on the same mattress.
Back to back, fit pillows in the middle.
Back to back, not head to foot.
What about at his feet?
Right.
Or you at his head at my feet?
What?
I don't feel comfortable. With his I don't feet feel comfortable like that.
Though. I don't feel comfortable going back to back.
Why?
Because
hey,
that's
good. Worse.
No, it's not.
So I'm assuming
I don't want
head
feet
to foot is way better than back to back. You sleeping like
last
an angry
I
couple.
Your feet in my face.
Right.
Yeah, but you can't
breathe properly.
No, you do that so your feet is not dusted. You know where the other person's head is, so you know not to put your feet near their face.
Man, what about his face? Like, if I'm asleep, but nah, my man, feet all over this.
If you're going back to back, my feet all over this place. You playing footsie if you back to back.
No, you're not.
You feel back touches, dog.
That's what you see a pillow between.
Honestly, you got
nah, man. You putting a pillow? You putting a pillow on the mattress?
My brother.
Huh? My fault. You put a pillow. Look, laying flat down. You got so if you got a pillow here,
yeah,
this is what it be.
Uh huh.
If I'm right here on this side, Anthony's on that side. Literally a pillow. Pillow width.
Brother.
A pillow width.
Come on, man. We in a queen size mattress, dog.
First of all, that must be really.
If we was in the California King.
Wow. California King, you got plenty of space.
I'm saying you ain't got no space if you on the queen size. You can't put no pillow in between. You ain't got no space.
Yeah, you can.
Not enough.
Who you sleeping with?
My wife. My wife got a whole entire pregnancy pillow, and that thing take up all the space.
All the space.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All of the space. You remember those days?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Ray, exactly. Wait to throw that pillow out.
Not anymore. I'm free.
You're done. I can't wait to be done.
Nah, the one thing I say you can't do, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing to my lady, is pedicures. What about that?
Bro, I could absolutely go to pedicure with you guys.
Oh, no, I ain't doing it.
You couldn't do that?
Nah.
That'd be a whole entire podcast.
Hey, what's up? Hey, y'all, look.
Hey, see, all I see is us walking in just like this. In my mind, you walking with all three together.
I'm comfortable.
Nah, I can't do that.
I'm very comfortable with that. Yeah,
apparently not sharing covers.
Huh?
Yeah, man, you got a problem.
Sharing covers
is not a bad thing, man.
Because how me and my wife share covers, it's like she puts her feet on
me. We're not snuggling. We're on the couch just like
this. So why can't you sleep back to back? Because that's how you and your wife.
No,
because
I don't want to be touching.
You ain't going to touch nobody back to back.
Yeah, you will,
you
man.
Do you and your wife touch back to back?
Yes.
Okay, so you can't relate that with a man then.
When you be going
okay,
like
so
this,
just like how you bring, no. just like how you relate
you
that.
Reach back?
Just like how you relate that crazy. to that situation. That's how I relate the sharing the covers.
Okay. So basically you're thinking of basically how you sleep. Now, if I'm turning my back to you, I'm done for the night. Please don't touch me.
I know, but please sometimes you got to have that security. Like you still there. Okay, good.
Nah,
good,
we'll
good.
Like for.
You like to reach back.
For us saying that, we'll share. Like, she'll put a foot on me or I put a foot on her.
That can happen back to back.
Nah, so like, that means you really, reaching for that.
Is that reaching?
You're about to catch a cramp. I hear
you. Yeah.
That's not even reaching.
Yeah, I feel
man.
Like you're going to catch the hamstring, too.
Nah, bro. I feel like this very distinct if you sleep head to foot. Hey, let us know in the comments, man. If you got to share a bed with the same sex person, would you rather sleep back to back or head to foot?
Bro, when's the last time you slept head to foot in any even on your bed?
I really think I just did it.
I've done it within the past week.
We're
watching
or
TV.
Two. I did it because I was massaging my wife's feet. So we were kind of sleeping head to foot, and I kind of just fell asleep massaging her feet, and I was just like, I'll stay down here.
I'm breathing that foot dust in there.
I'm breathing no foot dust. Ain't no foot dust if her feet are well moisturized.
Those are your feet now, right?
They bit my toes, man. Those my toes. Those are my toes.
I bought them. Oh my goodness.
Oh my good. Y'all wildin'. That's all I can say. Y'all be wild. All
right. So we'll go ahead and wrap this up.
Hey man, wrap it up. We ain't gonna have no space to post.
Listen, your phone been died.
I still don't know what happened with my iPad, man. I'm kinda sad.
All right, so we had the last question was again.
Another question?
No, it's no more questions. I said with our last question.
Yeah.
Make it.
I said with the last question, again, we talked about a lot of stuff today. Crazy weeks.
Wow.
Expensive breakdowns. Roach man.
I'm allergic to roaches.
What else is there? What else we touch on? Adventure, sense of adventure.
Crazy
code
adventures.
Switching somehow.
Code switching. That was a good episode, man.
That was a long length one. Like I said, that's one of our long winners. But man, we appreciate you guys tuning in
that's
with
why
us,
y'all are
listening.
Here.
We enjoy the laughs. We enjoy, like I said, it gives us an opportunity to get together from our crazy, according to Shaka Bakari, code switching weeks.
Yes.
To be ourselves out here.
Code switching is not a bad thing. Code switching gets a negative light, but it does. Code switching gets a negative light.
Don't yuck. What Shaka said, don't yuck somebody else's yum.
Don't yuck somebody's yum, man.
I mean,
I live by that.
That sounds terrible.
Yuck nobody's
yum.
Yuck
be yum.
Don't yuck nobody's yum, bro.
I mean, I can ruin it, but I won't.
Because I was yucking your.
Well, what?
I, what?
What?
No.
Let me finish. Time out.
Nah, last week.
Hey, you like that, y'all? We out here. We.
Nah, let me finish. Last nah, week, I was yucking the fact that Anthony only like mayonnaise on his hamburgers.
I said Pal's Burgers.
Pal's, whatever. So then I saw that Amanda put a status, and she was like, I only like meat in the buns. So then I had to yuck that comment. Yeah. Now I feel bad, man. So I'm not trying to yuck. Nobody's yum. Bakari, chill out, man.
Hey, man, we can see.
Why you turn this to something it's not?
Right, it's twice
before
he did
the
today.
Podcast. Oh, I'm talking about eating hot dogs, and y'all like, you eating glizzies. I can't even eat a hot dog no more, man. Relax. Listen. Come on, man.
You can't eat hot dogs right now.
Let me be me, man.
You can't, look, Chuck said can't share hot dogs
I
anymore.
Can't
share the same band anymore.
I can't do nothing around you guys. I can't eat a hot dog.
You good.
Thank you, brother.
Them glizzies. Keep yucking.
I'm not calling it that. I've never called it that.
I'm good.
I'm good
with the ballpark.
I don't care what the new. Nah, man.
That's what's hot. I'm good with the ballparks, though. The ballparks is where I'm at.
We don't want to talk about the spam sitting on the table. Anywho.
It ain't mine.
It's all good. Hey, man, this has been another great episode of Pops and Socks. I'm bald headed. He's somewhat faded. But Bakari, he's got them dreadlocks over there. You know?
Bakari.
Whoa. Ding. In the podcast. It's a wrap.
Again, give me my theme music.
Go home.
Oh, man. Chicka-pow, pow, pow, chicka-pow. Pow, pow.